Hartford lunged at Preacher, swinging a right. Preacher stepped aside so that Hartford's blow missed him by a good 6 inches. Preacher hooked a left into his belly, sinking almost to the wrist in his attacker's midsection. Hartford doubled over. His fancy hat fell off. Preacher whipped his right hand up and around and brought the edge of it crashing down on the back of Hartford's neck. The blow drove Hartford to the boardwalk. He curled up in a ball.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch, get him.
Preacher stepped past Hartford and his hands dipped and came up with a dragoon in each fist. He clubbed the nearest man with the left-hand gun, crashing it against the side of his head. The man went down as if every muscle in his body had been disconnected suddenly. Preacher raised the other revolver and thumbed back the hammer. The third man found himself staring down the dragoon's barrel.
You know, I got this gun rigged so it don't take much of a trigger pull. If it was to go off right now, well, I don't reckon there'd be much of your head left. So, you know, you might want to just back away.
The man did so, half lifting his hands to show that he no longer meant any harm.
We're sorry, mister. Hartford was in a bad mood, but we didn't mean any real harm, I swear.
The man's gaze darted past Preacher toward the fallen Hartford. For a split second, Preacher thought it was a ruse, a trick to try to get him to turn around. He heard the gun cock. He should have made sure Hartford was out of the fight for good. Suddenly, another figure stepped swiftly out of the shadows along the street and kicked the gun out of Hartford's hand. Hartford clutched his wrist. The hand hung in an odd angle, indicating that the wrist was broken. He sank to his knees. The newcomer drew a pistol and pointed it at Hartford.
Be thankful I didn't kill you, friend. It would have been quicker and simpler.
A few feet away, Preacher watched the third man from the corner of his eye. When the man shifted, Preacher wiggled the barrel of the dragoon aimed at him.
Be careful there, son. You don't want to make me nervous right now.
The man stood as still as possible. The newcomer pried at Hartford with a booted foot.
All right, on your feet, you scoundrel. There's nothing wrong with your legs. Scurry off like the vermin you are. Trying to shoot an old friend of mine in the back. Disgraceful. What's this town coming to when they allow people like you to wander around?